Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to A to Z Sports Primetime from the Zen Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising. I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by the aforementioned Zen Sports. Up to $1,000 on your no-danger first wager is what they offer you. They also give you great options for your same-game parlays. I'll tell you more about that when it relates to basketball and hockey here in just a little bit. ZenSports.com for more information. TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch, a new way to work out for the best version of you. No workout ever recycled or repeated at TrueMathFitness.com, where your first workout is free. And the fine folks at Two Rivers Ford, quality American-made Ford vehicles, and all their new non-specialty Fords sold below, what? MSRP. Two Rivers Ford, the South's most trusted Ford dealership, online at tworiversford.com. So, we heard from the initial wave of free agent signings today. Lloyd Cushenberry, Chidobe Awuzie, Tony Pollard, and Kenneth Murray, linebacker, corner, center, and running back, respectively. What was the most interesting thing that you heard these players talk about? There could be a common theme. There was a common theme, I felt like, today, and we'll work through that together. We'll also, if you thought that there was something individually that most interested you from one of the four, we can hone in on that certainly. There are, of course, still free agent signings that can happen here over the course of the coming days, in fact, weeks, and even months, which is, you know, not something that you all want to wait around for, but there's still corners and linebackers to be signed. So something to keep an eye out on for. But for the time being, let's focus on the guys who have officially been announced, and those four spoke today at the press conference. So what was the most interesting thing that you heard from the four players that spoke today? Danny Sutherland said, Pollard saying we are still going after linemen. I think people are projecting on that, if I can be completely honest with you, because, and I don't have a transcript in front of me to be able to recite it word for word, but basically he was asked, Tony Pollard, the running back, what did they kind of tell you about the Titans, about what their plan was before you signed here? And he said that, you know, that they were going to sign linemen, that they were going to add offensive linemen, that the, you know, that the plan in place was to work with him and Tajay Spears to formulate this new backfield. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't add more offensive linemen, because they've already added two in Sadiq Charles and Cushenberry. But I think people are reading entirely too much into Pollard saying that we are still going after linemen, because of course you are. You're still signing defensive linemen. You're still looking for tackle help. God knows you need it. That could be in the draft. That could be in free agency. It's only the most obvious thing in the world, but I wouldn't read too much into that necessarily. Derek on YouTube says they all seem to like the culture that the Ranahan era is building. Is that what we're officially calling it? Ranahan? Speaking of Rand Carthon, he will be on my radio station tomorrow morning at 8:20 with Ramon, Kayla, and Will, 8:20 Central Time. You can hear from the general manager. I don't think he's not going to give a press conference before that, which is pretty rare. So you'll look forward to that interview with Rand Carthon tomorrow morning. And then after that, I have a pretty big surprise for you that I can't tell you about just yet on the radio show with me after that. But you can hear from Rand first, and then you can see what I have in store for you tomorrow when my show begins at 10. But make sure you're listening to Ramon, Kayla. Make sure you're listening to 104.5 The Zone all day long, because we have all manner of great shows and all manner of great interviews, including the general manager of the Titans tomorrow morning at 8:20. But there does seem to be – now, listen, I'm not here to, you know, be pessimistic, but let me just play devil's advocate, okay? They're not going to say anything to the effect of, like, bad vibes around the facility, right? It's only good things that are happening at this time of year. Everybody's just been paid. Everybody's getting a fresh start with a new team. Nobody's given up a sack or missed a tackle or fumbled a football or dropped an interception, so nobody has anything to be upset or discouraged about. Of course the vibes are going to be high. Why wouldn't they be? They would be a much bigger issue if they got there and said, yeah, I don't know about this place. I know I just signed a deal here, but holy shit, the vibes are bad. So of course they're not going to say that there are bad vibes at the facility, because there are no bad vibes at this time of year. Everybody's basically experiencing a version of the NFL's Christmas, where you get a shiny new present of a center or a running back, and you get to unwrap it and wait 6 months basically before you can actually see how that plays out in the press conference, or rather on the football field. Austin Hall says, is there anything else they will do in free agency, Buck? Well, of course, free agency doesn't end. Free agency doesn't ever end, right? Free agency continues on through the season, through the preseason, through training camp, all these things. So, of course, free agency is not done. He says, ask Rand that tomorrow. Well, again, I'm not conducting the interview because I'm not on the morning show, but, I'm sure it'll come up at some point. And they'll probably ask him what else they're looking at in free agency, and he probably won't tell him. And so, asked and answered. There, I've done it for you. I think that Stephen King says Buck loves to pop our happy bubble. No, I'm just saying, what do you expect him to say? Oh, I have no idea what to make of this place. This facility, it's much worse than the Denver Broncos. Or oh my God, it's not sunny in 75 all day here or all year here the way that it is in Los Angeles. No, they're not going to say anything to that effect. So, of course, they're going to say that the vibes are high. But there's a variety of different things that I think you could stand to take away from these four press conferences earlier today. And I'll tell you mine here in just a second, right after I remind you that your Two Rivers Ford take, which is what we are currently participating in, is presented by the South's most trusted Ford dealership. That's Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet. They always sell all their new non-specialty Ford vehicles below MSRP. I myself purchased a new Ford Explorer from them back in 2022. I could not be more satisfied with both the vehicle and the car buying experience. Award-winning customer service and quality American-made Ford vehicles for over 40 years here in Middle Tennessee, Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet, or online at tworiversford.com. They will get you set for the future. I think that there's a couple of different things that I took away in particular today, but the larger theme was the effect that the new coaching staff, is having on recruitment right now. Now, at the end of the day, all four of these players are here because this was the best offer for them. And that includes Calvin Ridley. Well, it doesn't include Calvin Ridley because Calvin Ridley didn't speak today. But Calvin Ridley, I'm sure. The money is the answer to all of your questions. So let's just operate and assume that the most important reason for Lloyd Cushenberry to sign with the Tennessee Titans and Tony Pollard to take a 3-year deal and Kenneth Murray to sign a 2-year contract after being pretty underwhelming as a former first-round pick out of Oklahoma, that they wanted to get paid. And this is a place with a lot of money, and this is a place that paid them probably more than any other spot would pay them, and also affords them the opportunity to continue to build on their respective careers. But knowing that the money is the answer to all of our questions, what really is the underlying theme? And the theme that I took away is the idea, and Bert, if you could also add into the docket there, Chidobe Awuzie talking about Brian Callahan that's in the group text for me, I would greatly appreciate that. We asked, we started with Tony Pollard, but Lloyd Cushenberry, the first question that he was asked about, what made you want to sign with the Titans? And he flat out answered the question as cleanly and as concisely as could be expected of an offensive lineman.
Biggest factor of Bill Callahan. His resume speaks for itself. Coached a lot of great guys. Heard a lot of great things about him. So, and, I think it's a good opportunity for me to continue to grow my game and take that next step as a player.
So, no bones about it. Bill Callahan was the biggest factor. Now, like I said, we'll take the money out of the equation because the money is absolutely the biggest reason that he signed here. He got the most guaranteed money of a center in NFL history, $26 million over the course of that 4-year deal. But Bill Callahan is also a huge selling point for offensive linemen. You want to give guys the ability to continue to build and improve upon their career with a proven commodity like an offensive line coach that is league-wide renowned. Bill Callahan, and he mentioned, I asked him a follow-up later in the press conference. We don't have that specifically for you tonight, but I asked him a follow-up basically. Well, what was it about Bill Callahan? How big a part of the recruitment process was he? And he expanded on that and said the level of detail that Callahan brings to the position is unlike anything else. And this is also somebody who has played for Mike Munchak, don't forget, famed former Titan head coach, and also one of the best offensive line coaches in football Well, he's not in football right. Actually, I did see that Munchak was going to be back in the league with somebody in the Athletic earlier this week, and I can't remember the team off the top of my head, but I did remember seeing that because he has spent some time after leaving the Broncos job. He has spent some time outside of football being with family. I think he had grandkids here recently and wanted to continue to build off that. But Cushenberry citing Bill Callahan as the biggest reason outside the money that he wanted to play here is huge. He spoke to Ethan Posich, the former Brown center, about how impactful Bill Callahan was on his career. I know that he and former Titan center Ben Jones share the same agent, and that Ben was a big part of the reason that, basically a big part of the reason of helping to convince Lloyd Cushenberry beyond just the money and Bill Callahan of why the Tennessee Titans made a lot of sense for him. I've spoken to Ben about that at great length, and Ben thinks very highly of him, which is a huge endorsement. Because Ben Jones just carries a lot of weight around here. His opinion, his input carries a lot of weight around here. So with Lloyd Cushenberry being one of the examples of that being cited, I thought that was pretty interesting to hear. And then Chidobe Awuzie, the corner who spoke after Cushenberry, added to that, but not speaking about Bill Callahan, speaking about the coach that he has a relationship with from the Callahan family, the new Titans head coach, Brian.
Relationship that you have with Brian in Cincinnati, even though he was on the other side of the ball?
Oh, man, a great relationship. You know, we did a lot of great things together over there, obviously as a team. And, you know, when you make it that far, you know, we all become family, you know. So, you know, Coach Callahan, you know, definitely has all my respect. And seeing how, you know, I always ask him questions, you know, on the side. You know, sometimes me, Jamar, TNTB would be warming up on the ladder, and Coach Callahan would be standing right there. And sometimes, you know, we'd have small conversations here and there. So a lot of respect, and, you know, probably the number one reason, if not the biggest reason, I'm here right now. So really appreciative of him.
A to Z Sports Prime Time is made possible by TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMathFitness.com for your first workout free as a Middle Tennessee resident. No workout ever recycled or repeated. Group fitness classes, personal training. I'm partial to personal training. I go on Thursdays, except not this Thursday, because Worth Campbell is on a ski trip. He, of course, is the owner and head trainer at TrueMav Fitness. But either way, TrueMav and their coaching staff will put you in position to succeed. They helped me lose 48 pounds. I can't speak highly enough about TrueMav Fitness and the work that their staff does. And if you just want to work out on your own time, you can sign up for a membership and work out in their open gym facility at your leisure. TrueMathFitness.com for that first workout class free, however, as a Middle Tennessee resident. So you see a couple of, you hear from a couple of Titans or new Titans speaking about the relationship with the coaching staff and how big that was for them to sign here. Now, that's not new. That was something with Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel is a huge reason that DeAndre Hopkins is on this roster and will be on this roster heading into 2024. Mike Vrabel's, you know, influence was palpable when you had the clips coming out of the Pro Bowl after the Titans were eliminated as the number one overall seed in 2021, and Vrabel and the Titans coaching staff were coaching the AFC side of things. You saw Patrick Mahomes glowing about Mike Vrabel. The clips were put out by the NFL specifically. Vrabel very highly regarded by a lot of players. Not all players, because not every player had a good experience under Mike Vrabel, but that's not my point being, it's is not a new thing for a coach to have relationships and a coach to have a reputation that attracts free agents. It's a part of the process, just like anything else. But that this particular coaching staff has yielded the best available free agent center, one of the better corners on the open market, even though Awuzie has dealt with a variety of different injuries in both Dallas and Cincinnati that he's looking to overcome, certainly helped you land one of the best wide receivers in the best wide receiver on the open market since Mike Evans wasn't ever officially a free agent. Nick Holtz is a part of that coaching staff, the offensive coordinator here, former passing game coordinator of the Jacksonville Jags. And then on the front office side of things, we know how well-documented Rand Carthon's relationship building abilities are, but you shouldn't discount people on his staff having an impact on guys like Calvin Ridley, for example, as we discussed on the radio show today. Anthony Robinson, the assistant general manager here in Tennessee, was with the Falcons from 2008 to 2022, was a huge part of vetting, scouting, and drafting Calvin Ridley with the Falcons, the team that initially took him as a, I believe Ridley was a former first-round pick, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I believe that's, if not a first-round pick, a high second. Either way. So, what else did you learn from the Titans free agency press conferences? Anything in particular that jumped out. Danny Sutherland says the money helps, and we definitely paid the sucky luxury tax, but Billy C has some influence too. Absolutely. Eric Alonso just says, get him, Cheeto. When I say it, it sounds like Cheeto, as in the snack food, right? Like the thing that leaves the cheesy dust on your fingers. So every time I say Cheeto, even though I hear myself pronouncing the D, I feel like I'm talking about the chest. Is Chester Cheeto? Is that? Yeah, Chester Cheeto is the. Is Chester Cheeto still in business, or is it like Ronald McDonald? Did they run him off too? I believe Chester Cheeto is still a thing. Either way, Major Keys says, Buck, first off, I've been watching you for like 5 years or so. Yeah, we're coming up on the primetime 6-year anniversary is coming up, as a matter of fact. If I'm not mistaken, it's, 2019. So 6-year anniversary on week one of the NFL season, I think was the first time we went live for the primetime show. You should ask Austin and Zach about the first time that I went live for a primetime show. After the there was a bit of sleight of hand on my part, shall we say, about how I ended up in Cleveland on that day, but they were very understanding, and we pulled it off, and here I am still employed almost six years later, thank God. So, you know, it's good to work for people who are willing to work with you, even though at the time they absolutely should have fired my ass on the spot. Either way. So he says, I've been watching you for like 5 years or so, and I appreciate your knowledge of the Titans. Happy to do it. Is it true that they stopped signing because they couldn't afford any more big contracts? No. Where on earth did you get something as ridiculous as that? Now, something that's not inconsequential here, but no, that is factually inaccurate. That sounds like something off a message board or Reddit or some other stupid shit like that. No, they have not run out of money. They are not Mark Davis with having to trade away Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper because they just outright didn't have the cash on hand. Something that does factor into this, though, that I don't think necessarily people think about, Titans aren't an overwhelmingly cash-on-hand flush organization, and they are dumping a lot of resources into the new stadium, which they've had to liquidate about $700 million worth of assets to contribute. The state and the city are also doing their part, and there's a level of taxpayer initiative that will be helping to fund the stadium. In fact, I walked by Nissan Stadium for the first time today since it's been under construction, and that construction is very, very much underway. So they might be spread a little more thin than they have been in years past, but no, there is nothing to indicate that they do not have the cash on hand. 5-year anniversary, math is hard. Thank you, Austin. I appreciate that. Yeah, the AFC Championship run was almost 5 years ago, which is crazy to think about. Either way, so the 5-year anniversary on week one of the upcoming NFL season. Nothing is preventing them from signing free agents other than they're being outbid for players right now. Or for example, DJ Reader signed with the Detroit Lions on a 2-year deal today. Titans were very interested in him. He had a lot of suitors. Detroit is a better place to win right now. DJ Reader is 30 years old. He has played for, the Texans weren't a winning organization when he was there, but he was a part of the team that made the run with Joe Burrow to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, but he wants to win now, and Detroit is more equipped to win now than are the Tennessee Titans, and also they have the finances to be able to pay DJ Reader what he's looking for at this point. William Jones says, I probably eat Cheetos with white gloves on. I don't eat Cheetos at all because I don't like the dust. I don't like it on my fingers. I don't like it. Messy, right? It's like same reason I eat French fries with a knife, with a fork, because I don't like the grease on my hands. It's disgusting. Why would I want greasy fingers? That's gross. So Cardinals just signed Chris Moore. Titans legend Chris Moore has just officially agreed to terms. Thank you, Bert, for pointing that out to me. According to Mike Garofolo, agreed to a 1-year deal. He played in all 17 games for the Titans, grabbing 22 receptions along the way. That's Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network reporting that first. Monty Ozenford adding all manner of Titans legends. You have now Sean Murphy Bunting in Arizona. You have Chris Moore in Arizona. And I believe there was another one that recently signed earlier today. Oh, Puna Ford signed with the Chargers also about an hour ago. That's not an inconsequential. Man, the defensive linemen. They're going really, really fast. Patrick Bird says, Buck, you sound like a city guy. I absolutely am a city guy. You will not find a more city guy than me. I refuse to leave the perimeter of Davidson County, not even Davidson County, of downtown Nashville. I refuse to leave the footprint. It's hard. I don't want to go to Brentwood because it's too far out of my comfort zone. I need civilization, and there's too much green grass and fresh air out there for me. I need fumes. I need smoke. I need garbage. I need city life. I need civilization. I need restaurants. I need all of it. So, you know, I'm very much a town. I live in downtown Nashville. Well, in the footprint of downtown Nashville. You sure as hell won't catch me outside of it. I promise you that. Unless something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. The Real Cricket said, do you eat burgers with a fork? No, but I like to put a napkin around it because they're also disgusting. Now I don't. Pizza I'll eat with my hands. But even then, that's usually toss-up. Depends on how greasy it is. And I'm somebody who dabs the grease off the top of the pizza. But we're not here to talk about my eating habits. I think that there's a lot of different things to take away from the Titans' availability today. Stop giving me the Indiana score. I don't need you guys to update it for me. I'm living this in real time. Stay out of the comment section with that nonsense because you know it's going to bother me. I think that there is a lot to like about these four players. Kenneth Murray is probably the biggest question mark out of them. He has been an underperforming, a pretty underperforming former first round pick, and we'll see how much a new defense and new defensive coaching staff and new opportunity and what might reinvigorate him to get the best out of him yet, because he's a very, very high level athlete. But I think that there's a lot to be desired, and they need more linebacker help. Jerome Baker was here for a visit today. He did leave without a contract, is my understanding, though I don't think that that's the end of the Jerome Baker story. I would keep an eye on that moving forward. Buck, do you work out? Yes, I just told you about True Man Fitness in the Gulch, where I work out. You can go to the same gym that I go to, and you, I don't know if you need 48 pounds to lose like I needed 48 pounds to lose, but absolutely. True Man Fitness, a great spot. So let's move on and let's talk about Calvin Ridley. What do you most want to hear from Calvin Ridley tomorrow when he speaks at the podium? I don't know if Mason Rudolph is going to be made available, though they did agree to terms with him as a backup quarterback. And I'm not sure about Sadiq Charles, but I know for sure Calvin Ridley is going to speak. So what do you most want to hear from him beyond the gambling jokes, obviously? On Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch, let me know in the comments section. We will discuss at length together right after I remind you about the place that you can wager on all your favorite major sports. That is ZenSports.com. You can download the app. You can plug in the promo code that you see right here behind me over my left shoulder. ATOZTN is where you go to get involved with their no danger first wager up to $1,000 or their same game parlays, their boosted same game parlays that are available for you. They have 10 every day, same game boosted parlays on both the NBA and the NHL, and you can bet on every single one of them. All you have to do is download the app, plug in that promo code ATOZTN, get involved in the action there. Terms and conditions do apply, must be 21 or up and in the state of Tennessee to bet. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. So, what do you most want to hear from Calvin Ridley tomorrow when he speaks at the podium? It's one of the biggest upsets of the offseason. I'm fascinated to hear how it is that the deal got done. God knows it surprised everybody else around the league, because even the most informed people around the NFL, Adam Schefter makes as much as a starting NFL tight end on an average annual basis. I believe Schefter's last contract was about $9 million a year. He and Ian Rappaport had no idea. None of us, including, I'm including myself, just out of the loop on it in a way that was surprising to the entirety of the league, as we saw evidenced by Rap Sheet's NFL Live hit breaking the news yesterday afternoon.
Sources say the Tennessee Titans are signing Jaguar star receiver Calvin Ridley. Oh. Listen to this massive deal. 4 years, $92 million for Calvin Ridley. $50 million fully guaranteed in this deal, negotiated by David Mulugeta and Reza Azam of Athletes First. Calvin Ridley turns 30 this season. 30, and he gets a massive, massive deal from the Titans. Everyone has been assuming, I think this whole time, that it was going to be the Jaguars, it was going to be the Patriots. No, it is the Tennessee Titans. quietly lurking, working, and now landing a top free agent receiver. A massive, massive move for the Titans.
Well done, Ian Rappaport. They're delivering some bombshell news on just as we were talking about, right? The deal that would have sent the third rounder to the Atlanta Falcons as part of that
trade
a couple years ago now. All right, so Calvin Ridley is signing with the Tennessee Titans. Rhett Lewis, Steve Weich, Brian Baldinger. Thanks to Ian Rappaport for that news. So what do we think here?
What we think is, Baldy, what about this AFC South arms race all of a sudden? Last year, this was a division we thought was an absolute joke. Now every team in this division is starting to load up, especially after what Houston did. So now you've got Will Levis. That's who they're going with, the quarterback. You add Calvin Ridley. Oh, DeAndre Hopkins is here as well. They have signed Tony Pollard.
Traylon Burks. They've got Traylon Burks right there.
They've got Tajay Spears. So you're seeing an upgrade in speed, right? Playmakers on this offense. This is something, now that they decided to change gears from a Derrick Henry-based run-centric offense to now potential explosive players in the open field. So this is, again, Callahan coming there as head coach, changing the direction of how this offense, now they're going to be playing geometry instead of playing physical inside of a phone booth football. You like that?
I was always more of a geometry guy than a trigonometry.
So that's courtesy of the NFL Network, Calvin Ridley. The news breaking, nobody expected it. 4 years, $92 million, $50 million guaranteed. He will speak tomorrow. I want to know more about the process, and I don't, you know, that may be a better question for his agent, David Mulugeta, who is one of the most cutthroat people out here negotiating these deals. He's the agent of Deshaun Watson. He's the agent of Kevin Byard. He's also the agent of Calvin Ridley, and he's got many, many more players on his roster. It is going to be a fascinating thing. I'd like to hear as much from his perspective as he's willing to document how this all went down, because it sounds like this basically happened overnight and took everybody by surprise in a pretty significant way. So let's read some more of your comments here on the primetime show. John Cirque, I think is how you pronounce it, Kirk maybe, says the Titans will win the AFC South. I sure as hell would not bet my money on the Titans in the AFC South, because the Texans look like a juggernaut. But I bet you could get really, really good odds at Zen Sports if you wanted to place a small wager on the Titans to win the AFC South. If, you know, I'm sure you could stand to make substantial money if you put down maybe a $25 bet or a $50 bet or something of little consequence. But you wouldn't catch me doing it with my money. I'm of the belief that this is going to be a 2-year process to get this thing to a place where it's legitimately competing for the division, though this goes a long, long way, right? My biggest question is the defense, honestly, at this point, because they don't have shit for defensive players. They don't have defensive linemen. They don't have edge help. I mean, they have Jeff, and Jeff helps, and Landry helps, but, you know, ask the 2020 defense with both of those players how that went down. They have a lot of work to do on that side of the ball, because I love that they're going to score points and that they're going to be a better offense. And, you know, even before the draft, this is as much offensive firepower as this franchise has fielded since A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, Jonnu, Tannehill, and Derrick Henry were together for a couple of years. So I am fascinated to see how they continue to address the defense, because at some point they have to be able to get a stop. And Jeff and Amani Hooker and Nwuzé and Harold Landry aren't going to be able to do it by themselves. We will see. Weekend bounce back. Let's wrap the show up for this Thursday night. Let's wrap the primetime week up with the person or thing or team or entity in sports that needs to bounce back the most this weekend. We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that the primetime program is made possible by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. GaryAshton.com, your dream address without the stress. You don't sell without the intel that the Ashton team can provide to you. The official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators can be found at GaryAshton.com. Big win for the Preds last night. They're hanging on to that first wild card spot in the Western Conference. I'm hoping for a little bit. We didn't have playoff hockey last year. It's the first time in like eight years that the Preds hadn't made the playoffs. So I'm hoping that we get a little bit of run out of it. I think that would be a lot of fun. So, who needs to bounce back most in sports this week? The Real Cricket says Eagles and Falcons need a bounce back at the moment. Yes, they're currently being investigated for tampering, as is their agency, by the way. CAA is being investigated for tampering. I know a couple of people. I know a lot of people at CAA, as a matter of fact. And I know there were some jokes being made to that effect, but they are currently being investigated both for representation of Aaron Rodgers and his Sandy Hook beliefs, which is just something that I'm not going to get anywhere close to, even though he put out a statement. Actually, you know what? Aaron Rodgers needs a bounce back. Aaron Rodgers is absolutely the best bounce back candidate this week. Jake Tapper at CNN had a report about Aaron Rodgers' thoughts and opinions on the school shooting at Sandy Hook many, many years ago, and they are very much less than favorable. He put out a statement today. Apparently, he is being considered for Robert Kennedy Jr.'s vice presidential candidate, which, holy shit. I mean, why not? Imagine being a Jets PR staffer and dealing with all of the Aaron Rodgers drama for a player who has played literally four snaps for your football team right now. Aaron Rodgers is the best bounce-back candidate that could possibly be had. I don't know what Bert has in store for us as it relates to bounce-backs here, but it looks to be another NFL Network clip. What do you mean? Don't hold the...
You got that purple suit with the black shirt and the black tie, and it looks like it's custom. How long you had, because you can't get that done in just a couple, how long you had that, and you have it in your closet, say, I'm going to wear that one day when I'm a Raven?
Yeah, just actually the suit that I wore to my grandmother's funeral. You know, she helped raise me since I was a kid. She passed away in 2016, my rookie year, and this is the suit I wore to her funeral. And when they told me that I was coming to do the presser and sign, I felt like this was a perfect suit to wear with the purple, matching their purple here. And I felt like it's a great connection between both sides. And yeah, I feel like it fits good, it still fits. I haven't gotten too fat throughout the years. And everything was in boxes because I'm moving in just next week. So glad I was able to find it because I was throwing stuff everywhere, but thankful that I'm able to put it on and honor her and be able to wear the purple.
Oh my God, that is so bad. Mike, I feel so terrible for Mike Garofalo. How could you know? How could you possibly know that was the jacket that Derrick Henry wore to his grandmother's funeral, the woman who he reveres most in his life? Titans fans are probably familiar with Derrick Henry's. He's a very private person for the most part, but we do know that he had an incredible relationship with his grandmother and that she was one of the biggest influences on who he is and his work ethic and the person that he's become. But Bert, play the clip again. Play the clip again because I want people to hear the you know, he's asking a funny, you know, lighthearted question at the end. Did you have that jacket ready in your closet to one day when you would play for the Ravens? And listen to the sound because he's holding a pen in his hand when he's asking the question, Garofalo. Listen to the sound of the pen drop when Derrick Henry says, yeah, I wore it to my grandmother's funeral.
You got that purple suit with the black shirt and the black tie, and it looks like it's custom. How long you had, because you can't get that done in just a couple, how long you had that, and you have it in your closet, say, I'm going to wear that one day when I'm a Raven?
Yeah, this actually the suit that I wore to my grandmother's funeral. You know, she helped raise me since I was a kid.
Okay, I don't need it. You hear the pen drop. Justine just throws the pen down in exasperation because that is about as bad as that is as bad a result. And like, it's a heartwarming story. It has meaning to Derek, and you know, you can tell Derek understands that Garofalo has just stuck his foot in his mouth. William Jones, Robert's putting the comment up there because, of course, Robert is a Ravens fan and very excited to have Derrick Henry in his backfield. Says, got to get a 22 all-black Ravens jersey. So Derrick Henry in the Oilers jersey is an incredible look. Derrick Henry in a black and purple Ravens jersey is going to be gnarly. I think the Ravens have the best jerseys. Outside of the Oilers jersey is the best jersey in football. I maintain that. Full stop. Now, you don't have to be a Titans fan to appreciate the Oilers throwbacks, and the color scheme is exceptional. But beyond that, like as far as fear and menacing and brutal and, you know, Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed, Haloti Ngata, and I know I'm naming defensive players, all these like badass football players that Titans fans, of course, hate with every fiber of their being. Derrick Henry is going to look sick in a Ravens uniform. I know you guys are going to hate it for the most part. I know many of you appreciate Derrick Henry, so it's not going to matter as much to you. But that look alone, it's going to be pretty intimidating for a lot of people. Anyway, and then they have to tackle the guy. It's going to do it for us tonight on the primetime program. Going to do it for us this week on the primetime show. Abbreviated primetime schedule next week because I am out of town. I've got a bunch of vacation coming up, as a matter of fact, which reminds me I need to send Austin and Zach an email to that effect. So apologies if I have not yet done that because that just crossed my mind. But we will have a 615 sessions tomorrow with John Glennon of the Nashville Post. We will talk about the free agency signings. We're going to wait until after Calvin Ridley's press conference. Now, Rand Carthon is on 104.5 The Zone tomorrow morning at 8:20 with Ramon, Kayla, and Will. My show begins at 10 a.m., and I'll be broadcasting live from the facility. I can't tell you yet who's on the radio show because they would have to officially be announced by the team for me to tell you that they're going to be on the radio show. But we've got a big surprise for you in the 11 o'clock hour that you're really, really going to want to hear. So, at 8:20, you can hear the general manager on with Ramon, Kayla, and Will. Then you can tune in at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone, or stick around for 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone to hear from a very, very special guest that, again, I cannot tell you about because the team hasn't officially announced him yet, even though you all know who it's going to be. So, many guesses about NWI and Nick Folk. You know what? Honest to God, NWI deserves more shine than it gets, but no, it's not NWI. Anyway, have a great rest of your night. Have a great weekend. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the radio show. See y'all.